Mark Gatto, co-founder and co-chief executive officer at Scion Investment Group, is here. And we're talking about infrastructure investing and his firm's upcoming venture into it, now on The Navigator. Welcome to The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization representing the full spectrum of the closed-end fund business, from investors and users to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, the Navigator is going to point you in the right direction. And today, it's pointing us towards infrastructure investing with Mark Gatto, co-founder and co-chief executive at Scion Investment Group. And Scion is in the process of teaming up with GCM Grosvenor, a global alternative asset management firm, to launch the Scion Grosvenor Infrastructure Fund. This is an innovative interval fund that's going to allow individual investors, through their financial advisors, to pursue Grosvenor's long-term private infrastructure platform. You can learn more about Scion and everything it's doing at Scion Investments, C-I-O-N, scioninvestments.com. And to learn more generally about closed-end funds, interval funds, and business development companies, visit AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Mark Gatto, welcome back to The Navigator.
Thank you, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Before we get into the specifics on the fund, let's talk a little bit about infrastructure investing now. Infrastructure historically has meant a few things, but these days it seems to mean more things to different people. Like, there's infrastructure that we think of classically, roads and highways and maybe airports. And then there's infrastructure about a different power grid to support all of the power usage for AI, but also for Bitcoin mining and things along those lines. Where is the infrastructure interest primarily, and what is it that you're trying to do with this fund and your venture into infrastructure?
It's really all of the above, to be honest with you. There's a large, large need and demand for infrastructure assets. If we look at the landscape today, you're talking about trillions of dollars annually for global infrastructure. Some measures have it in excess of $3 trillion annually, with a lot of that coming from the United States. So it is really all the above. And when you look at what we're trying to do with our partner, Grosvenor Capital, we're trying to really facilitate a lot of the necessary and essential infrastructure that's required. And that could be some of the more traditional infrastructure assets, as you mentioned, sort of toll roads and bridges and airport terminals, but also data centers and other forms of energy that are required, the power grid, upgrading it, you know, alternative sources of energy, energy efficient facilities and power plants. So we're really looking at the entire landscape because it is a tremendous sector. It has a lot of needs, and there's a lot of assets that are going to be needed to facilitate the demand that we're going to need, like you said, for energy and other things, especially given what's happening with AI and the storage of data, and quite frankly, the aging infrastructure in the more traditional assets like the roads and airport terminals, et cetera.
Infrastructure also an asset class that more than most has some worry about political whims. But in this case, of course, you're looking not just at public, you're looking probably more at private. Is that part of the interest here as well, is that you want to be looking at the things that are not going to be as impacted perhaps by public perception as the rest?
From a political perspective, we think that most of the politicians out there, whether you're on either side of the aisle, are really supportive of infrastructure. So we think from that perspective, there will be a lot of political support to invest in infrastructure. And what form it comes in remains to be seen. But we do think that that's going to be a tailwind for infrastructure. But as you correctly point out, we are looking at both public and private infrastructure investments. There's a lot of public-private partnerships that are being created to facilitate the build out of these infrastructure assets. So we think generally speaking, it's a very good environment for this type of fund and for the type of capital that we're raising to invest in this asset class.
From an investment standpoint, what are the unique characteristics that an investor gets going into infrastructure? In other words, why, if I'm an investor, am I specifically making a choice to add infrastructure to my portfolio as an adjunct to, you know, all the core positions in the broad stuff.
Sure. Everyone is familiar with infrastructure and they understand the asset class in the sense that they know what a road is, they know what a bridge is, they probably understand what data centers are, but they've never really had the opportunity to invest into these types of assets. And if you look at a diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, and alternatives, there are, you know, many different types of alternative investments that fit the bill, right? If you look at what we do at Cyan Investments, we offer our investors, our financial advisors, the opportunity to invest in private credit, which is a very large asset class that many are investing in today because of the virtues of it, the fact that it gives steady income, less volatile to the public markets, et cetera, et cetera. People are familiar with that. People are familiar with real estate, and they have that in their portfolio. Some investors, if they have the opportunity to invest in private equity, have done that as well. And really, infrastructure is probably the fourth pillar, if you will. And the nice thing about infrastructure is that it truly is a diversifier. And that's one of the reasons why we think it's an important piece of the puzzle for investors to really round out their alternatives bucket and again, move further and further away from the 60-40 portfolio allocation model. And in order to do that, there needs to be options, right? You don't want to put all your eggs in private credit or real estate. And you want to have a nice balanced portfolio on the alternative investment side. So when we look at infrastructure, it really has some intriguing characteristics when you compare it to some of the other asset classes. First and foremost, these types of assets are very durable. They're long-term assets. They typically have long-term contracts. They're less sensitive to interest rate fluctuations, which is, I think, very important, you know, in this environment. And they're typically a better hedge against inflation than some of the other assets that we're talking about within alternatives. So we think that there's a lot of merit to having infrastructure in your portfolio. We think that our product, Cyan Grosvenor Infrastructure Fund, really gives investors the ability to build a diversified portfolio of infrastructure assets and get the benefits of these types of assets. Like I said, very low correlation to public markets, lower correlation to some of the private assets that we're talking about it, good hedge against inflation, not sensitive to interest rate fluctuations. And we think that the yield on these types of assets can be very attractive for investors.
Why Grosvenor? You could have partnered with anybody. They do have a track record, obviously, but I assume that you were looking at multiple partners. So I'm always curious how somebody decides, hey, this is who we want to team up with.
We at Cyan, we really endeavor to partner with the best in class asset managers within their respective strategies. And we believe that's very, very important. We feel like we are at the forefront of distributing and manufacturing alternative investment solutions for individual investors. And we want to make sure that we're bringing the best managers to market to, quite frankly, compete in a very crowded space, crowded landscape of quality managers. When we looked at the infrastructure, we were really attracted to Grosvenor's history. They're a firm that's been around over 50 years. They have $80 billion of AUM in various asset classes. But when you drill down and look at their infrastructure business, it really is truly best in class. And that's not just sort of me saying it. You know, we've seen very good examples of how they approach their business versus others. And within infrastructure, they've been doing infrastructure for over 20 years. And infrastructure is a relatively new asset class if you compare it to some of the others that we were talking about before. But for a firm to be doing it for over 20 years says a lot, speaks volumes about their experience. They have over $14 billion of AUM in that asset class alone. And within just the last 5 years, have probably put over $6 billion to work in over 100 different transactions. So they are deep in experience. And the thing that really sets them apart, in our opinion, is their ability to originate these types of assets from various areas. So unlike typical infrastructure asset managers that have an origination team go out and find opportunities, Grosvenor has that. But at the same time, Grosvenor has been in the business of seeding a lot of managers within a lot of various asset classes, but also infrastructure. And through that business, they have formed tremendous relationships that gives them the ability to directly invest in assets, invest as co-investors, and really see all the deal flow that's out there in infrastructure. And that's really important when you consider these types of vehicles, interval funds, where we're going to be targeting a capital raise that's significant. and there's going to be significant money to put to work, and we need to make sure that we're seeing good deals. And we really feel that Grosvenor's experience and infrastructure and their ability to originate assets is second to none. And that's why we partnered with them.
We should point out the fund not yet available to the public. There are a couple of steps that were announced, and we will make sure that there's an available link in the notes about this show so that people can check out the press release that announced the fund. But during the process of those steps, the fund should be open to investors when?
We're targeting by the end of the month, early next month would be a reasonable expectation. Right now, we're managing a seed portfolio of close to $300 million in infrastructure assets, and there'll be a merger of that seed portfolio into the master fund shortly, and then we'll be able to market the product to individuals at that time.
Well, we'll be watching how it turns out, and I'm sure we will discuss that and other things with you again down the line. Mark, thanks so much for joining me on The Navigator.
Thanks, Chuck. It's always a pleasure.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. And I am Chuck Jaffe, and I'd love it if you check out my show on your favorite podcast app or at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about interval funds, closed-end funds, and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org. That's the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Mark Gatto, co-founder and co-chief executive officer at Scion Investment Group, which is online at scioninvestments.com. Their upcoming fund is the Scion Grosvenor Infrastructure Fund, which is going through its launch process. But you can find the details by following the direct link in the notes to this episode of the podcast. And the Navigator podcast is here and new for you every Friday. Make sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing or following on your favorite podcast app. And if you like this podcast, leave us a review and tell your friends, because that stuff really does help. We'll be back next week. And until then, happy investing, everybody.